Good morning. I am awake.
Well, that makes one of us. Now, the technology behind F1, I mean, F1 is just so technically advanced, but there's a little Aussie battler that's in there and having a bit to do with it.
Yeah, a company called Jig Space asked me to come down to Melbourne, and I thought, where have I heard of them before? And I remember they were actually announced on stage at the Apple iPhone event last year. So a huge acknowledgement of an app company doing big things in the augmented reality and 3D modelling space. Now, this year, they've got their name on the side of an Alfa Romeo Formula One car. So I went down, met the founder, and looked at what they were doing. It's fascinating that the Formula One team is using Jig Space, their app, to allow fans to see their Formula One car sort of in real life. It's like you can put it in the lounge room in front of you and interact with it and you know, see the scale of it and what's new about it. It's beautifully done. It's an amazing 3D model, but the team themselves then are looking to use the technology in their engineering process to use 3D modeling as opposed to, you know, 2D charts. So fascinating that a little Aussie company could not just have sponsorship of a Formula One car, but actually have an impact on the team and engineering of the future.
And you would think that if it obviously works as they believe it will with Alfa Romeo, there's going to be a lot of other teams looking at it too.
I mean, I think teams, but I also think that just generally the engineering world. So the founder, Zach, said to me, you know, F1's the pinnacle of engineering. And so if engineers in Formula One are looking at this technology, then we want other engineers to know that it's powerful and can do the same job. So it's a fascinating kind of way to market your product. And just great to see a little Aussie startup doing their thing on the global stage.
Talking of Aussies on the global stage, of course, Daniel Ricciardo. Now, his car is getting some help as well from an Indigenous non-profit. Explain this to us, Trevor.
Well, yeah, a non-profit in Australia called Deadly Science. Now, they didn't have the millions of dollars to put their logo on the side of a car, so they were actually picked by a company called Smartsheet, who do kind of corporate project planning, to replace their own logo on the McLaren Formula One car with Deadly Science. This is a New South Wales-based not-for-profit that provides STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and maths resources like books and microscopes and a whole range of things to schools all across Australia, especially in remote and rural areas. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids not exposed to this kind of resources are seeing that technology is the future, learning the basics, and maybe progressing that as a future career path. A beautiful Aussie not-for-profit, hopefully, with their logo on the side of Daniel Ricciardo's car and all the exposure it's gotten, and the exposure we're giving it right here, hopefully Deadly Science gets a few great donations from Aussies and people around the world to further their cause.
That is fantastic, because certainly any companies involved in any way with Formula One would not generally be considered to be particularly generous with what they do. And it's lovely to see something like this.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really
good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great initiative to say, look, we're doing enough out of this partnership. We're going to hand over our space on the car to someone that can do better with it in the community.
Yeah. And finally today, ACMA, making it harder for scammers to steal our phone numbers. I tell you what, just lately, I don't know whether mine's on a high priority list, but I have been getting phone calls from all parts of the world and the tax department and Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, all those different things. You should be lucky that you're still getting calls, because a lot of Aussies aren't getting calls anymore because their phone number's literally been stolen. So this is what we call SIM swapping. Scammers essentially get a SIM card from another carrier and they begin the process of porting, which is taking your phone number to a different carrier. And what they do, they then obtain your number and then they can break into your bank, your email, your social media accounts, because those passwords, those login codes, they're sent to your mobile phone, and that's why scammers want access. So the ACMA have said that the telcos need to take more effort in ensuring that the people that are doing this SIM swapping, the mobile number changing, are actually the owners of the mobile number. And hopefully, because of big fines they're bringing in, there'll be a little bit less of this going on. And you know, frankly, I'd prefer to deal with the basic scams, like the phone calls, than losing my identity entirely through a SIM swap scam.
Yes, concur 100%. Hey, Trevor, always good to chat, mate. We'll do so again next week. Have a good one.
My pleasure.